begin the Garden Daven Sech the Pesachim Daven the Gimel begin on the base. Begin to taste the mouse that begins with the Gemara Bechteches, right? And the amount that it normally gets deficient. Tais explains what is this measurement, which the Gemara explained that this, what Rebbe had said to do this, that he held like a B'Shem Gamaliel, that says that a person goes and, because of B'Shem Gamaliel, to go ahead and sell it off. The Gemara says, not necessarily. It could even be like Drabonin. They usually say don't sell it. That's only B'Chteches Reinen. But if it's more than that, like over here, it's going to be totally waste, then they would agree. So what is this B'Chteches Reinen? So Pesach, when Rashi explains, K'derech Esrein Shal Peres, the way produce usually becomes deficient, as the Gemara says above Metzia, the things usually over time become more deficient. Now, because the Rebbe finds this difficult, because in Kinder, that's the case. My time, the Shemungli was written, the Shemungli El, the moment that he says, Mechim, because you sell it in the court, why would you sell it if this is the regular B'Chteches Reinen? So when Rebbe says, actually, the Meir, the Nechse, B'Chein, the Shech, the Tumah, where it was lacking 1 month, Yeshim, Mashach, Hasan, Neil, Chedish. No, it's actually more than what usually becomes deficient 1 month. So that's why Rebbe Shemungli says to sell it. Now, why is it the Mekar B'Chteches Reinen? Why is it called the amount that it usually lacks? It's Lefish Adayin, Lo, Neschas, Re, Yeshim, Mechteches, Sar, Na, Eid, Lashana. Because it didn't create a deficiency of what it normally does over a year. For wheat and for rice, there's a deficiency of 9 half a gallon for kor. That's over the year. But if it's more than anyone would do in a year, everyone would agree that you sell in the court. So Rashi explained the Chedechas Reinen is the calculation how it says above Metzia. Tais wonders if that would be the case where Shemuel would say that you sell it, but that's what it always happens. It's nothing more than what normally is. Not Hashem is Aveda. So it's explained the Chedechas Reinen is that yes, it was more than what normally is in a month, but it's less what it does in a year, and therefore it's called Chedechas Reinen because it's not more than that, and that's Machleis Shemuel and Rabban. Next says the mouth that begins with the Gemara Amr Chava Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Tais explains why is he called Rabbi Yehuda if he's not Meira. So it says Tais Lefishal Rabbi Movi, since he was his regular teacher, Carly Rabbi, although we don't usually say about Namaira, we say Rabbi Yehuda, he called him Rabbi Yehuda. Next says the mouth that begins with the Gemara Imabin Tainachas. We don't bring another commentator. Tais explains, what do you do with the remaining bread? Because the Gemara said that we said in the Mishnah, these Lach Mitayi, the apostle, they were there as a sign for when you could continue eating chametz. So he said, what's the case? That the carbon got lost before we slaughtered. And so now what do you do with these breads? So the apostle, because you also said, Zutayi bezu lachma, so you can't go bring with another carbon. As Rabbi had said, the halacha, that the bread is secondary to the carbon, and the carbon's not secondary to the bread. Now, Pesach Kodesh, Rashi explains, so va'itzi lachma, what do you do with this bread? So you redeem it, and it could be going out to be unconsecrated. And then with its money, you either buy another carbon or bread for another time. Tais says, that doesn't seem to be correct. Since saying the bread itself cannot be used for another carbon, that's what saying these are the psulais. So the money is also won't be fit for another carbon. The mashno, because what would be the difference? The Gemara Menachos of Payment Off says explicitly, if you had designated monies for the taida breads and they were leftover funds, you can't bring another carbon taida because you already, it was designated for this one, you already brought this one. Now, so then Tais has explained. So if that's the case, so the monies are forbidden the way Tais is explaining, so how do you understand the Gemara? So Tais says, Parak Shapim Nefekinu. The Gemara still had a good question to say, oh, well, then you should be able to redeem it. Because the Shem attempts to Tayyid Shavda. Because you might find that actual carbon Tayyid that was lost, and then you could purchase from those funds bread for that Tayyid. Or you know, another approach is says, what the Gemara was asking was, you should redeem those breads for something that's worth even just the lowest denomination of a pruta. And the reason why you could do that is because, like a tchiliya chalachal shav mana al pruta, you could deconsecrate something worth even a mana on just even a pruta, like a penny. She ain't have slackdish when there's no lost slackdish, because mochme echel, like Sabbath, Nigmar, and Erevin, and Erech, and Dav, Choftesim, and Aleph. And over here, where just like when there's no base to make this, or here when you can't use it anyway, so you can mechal al shavah pruta. So that's what the Gemara was asking them in the Frikinu, then you should redeem it on a shavah pruta. So Taisis had brought it, according to Rashi, the leftover bread, you could redeem it, and it goes at the chum, and then you could use it to purchase another korban taida. Taisis says no. And since the bread cannot be used, so then the monetary derivative also cannot be used. But still Taisis says, what you could gain by the redemption is, if you find the taida was lost, or that, no, you could redeem it on the Shavah Pruta, because it's not a lost factor, and therefore, Since you're, anyways, you can't use it, so you can be machaler on the Shabbat fruit. We continue next time. The master begins with the Gemara. Rather, we're told about the Shanishch Balei Nezev. We're talking about the actually the carbon was slaughtered. So I'm just going to explain that we're actually retracting what we said before that regarding the status of the chalas. The Gemara had asked, wait a second, you can't say that these chalas are invalid because the carbon was lost, because like we just said before, when the Fekin, you should redeem it. Rather, it's talking about that it became invalidated because you actually did slaughter the carbon, but then the blood spilled out. So now you can't fix it anymore, and therefore you can't redeem it. So, the Riva says, so now the Gemara is retracting from what it had originally said in its interpretation that, oh, really they were kosher, we just called them psulais because you can't use them. No, it's not true. Obviously, they are actual psulas because the Yud Gimel Irish Nishch Lezebach. We're talking about that the carbon tied was slaughtered on the 13th of Nisan. Damal Elik, the Gemara previously said, the Imavian tied with Yadal, you don't bring a carbon tied on the 14th of Nisan because it's going to cause it to be a short amount of time than you could eat it. So, obviously, that if we're talking about the bread on the 14th of Nisan, obviously the bread became invalidated from Lina that was left out overnight from the 13th until the 14th. Now, says Taisis, Vash the Mifs Lutzfei. Now we're saying it's actually more invalid. Shanishpech Adam, because the blood spilled out, Begam Nifsul Belino. And, as we're saying, the Akrobsulas, and the blood was also, it was also invalidated from being left out overnight. What bothers Taisis is, wait, if you have to anyway say that it's invalidated because it left out overnight, so what do you have to say? The blood was spilled out. To say that's why it's possible. What do you mean? It's possible because it left over overnight. It's leaner. It's nicer. The reason why we have to say is to mean that the blood spilled out. Because the first interpretation of Rebbe said that mitakshemerubis themselves believing because there's so many carbon tides there for the becoming valid and left overnight. No, nearly doichik. That to just go with the reasoning of leaner, that seems to be a difficulty because the echitachin has a possible rebishalahen because of that interpretation because of. There's so many carbonous taida that liyim's are not going to find people to eat it. Halim etar lazarm, the lachmei taida are permitted even for non-camp to eat. You have all the Jewish people. So obviously you have to say that it's the one where the blood was spilled out. And that's why it was invalid to lean them. So you're right. Really, lean itself would be a sufficient. But why is it lena? Not because like the Gemara's first interpretation because there's so many. Because he held, what do you mean? Every Jew could eat it. There's enough people to eat bread. Rather, it's because the blood was spilled out. And that's why it's left out. Now, Abi Yerushalmi, and the Rishami actually, Rishab Chanin himself, that he actually gives this answer. Because the Garas Hassan, the Girsa within the Rishami is Rishab Chanin Oimer, who he was the first interpretation of Gemara brought. Says, Psula Sayu, the reason why they're invalid, why were they invalid? Similar like we said in our first answer in Gemara, which was Chanina, because people were so quick to rush to bring their Taidis on the 13th of Nisan because they had Chametz in them, which you can't bring on the 14th. And therefore, this word connects with the second Teretz Agamar brings, but Yerushalmi is all Reb Chanina, the Efshishli Shapach Dama Shalachas and Ben themselves. So it's not possible that one of their blood should not be spilled out and become invalidated mid-the-Kamib Nesha Marim because it says that they were in a rush. Oh, so Mashmid Yibi Gimel Marim. So it sounds like they were talking about on the 13th of Nisan, which they wanted to quickly bring it. Why? Because the Kulam HaYimavin, everyone was bringing it then. And that's again the same reason. That's why on the 14th it was, you can't bring it because you have to bring it on the 13th. And again, that's why it was invalid because of Nishpach Adam. So, Tesh explained that obviously, and this is the Gemara is saying that the carbon was slaughtered and that the blood spilled out. Obviously, that means to say that the chalas were actual psulas because again, you can't slaughter on the 14th. Obviously, they're on the 13th and not so because of Lino. So, then why do you have to say Al Nishpach Adam? You have to say that because if you didn't want to say why it's possible Lino is because of the first interpretation of Chanina. Because there were so many, because what do you mean? The breads could be eaten by Zarm. That's not a reason why it should be that they become possible. But then Tais brought that actually, Yerushalmi, it's brought that Rukhanin himself is the one that said that this idea of Metekshem Rubis Nevsalas Belina is because that there's so many and they're doing a rush job and therefore the blood's going to spill and therefore they're always going to have at least two puzzle of breads because of that that carbon's blood had spilled out. Tinnik says Master begins with Zimar Shachtan Shalishman. If it's slaughtered, not for its namesake, Vinizak Daman Shalishman, and the blood was thrown not for its namesake, which Tais explains that the truth would be, even if it was sprayed Lashma, it would still be invalid, because Nirutzim says Tais, Vinizak Daman Shalishman, if the blood was thrown not for its namesake, Lav Davi, that's not precise, to what didn't Vinizak Lashman, even if it was thrown Lashma, since it was already slaughtered Shalay Lashma, it's already possible, and the bread was already invalidated, so we don't really care if Nizak Daman Shalishman. It's just following that theme. Tzinnik says the master begins with Zigmar Halechem Kaddish, the bread is sanctified. Tzinnik explains regarding what do we say the bread is sanctified. Because the Brisa brought from Rebbe that if you slaughtered Lishma, but Zarek Dama Chaloy Lishma, the bread is Kaddish Vein the Kaddish. So this brings about Chelis, and the Gemara Menachas of Mimzayim, and there is an opinion that says it means Kaddish Litvas Pejainer. That the bread is sanctified, that it could be redeemed with monies, and that the meaning, what does that mean? And the monies become sanctified. And this, that we say it's not sanctified, is that it's not permitted to be eaten yet. And that is Taisa, and didn't want to say that it comes out to be Chulin, that after you redeem it, that the bread is unconsecrated. Ella, rather, what it means to say is Taifas Pedyayin. It just means that what you redeemed it with, that also has now, that money has have sanctity. But Ve'ini, it's Lechulin, and that meaning, and that it doesn't go out to Chulin. As Taisa says, because them like because if that was not the case, but rather that you would say that, yeah, you could actually redeem it, and now these breads are unconsecrated, Sakate Tikshit, and we'd still have the question. How could we say in the Mishnah that they would put these chalas psulas like Rabbi? Is because this slaughtering already sanctified it. You still ask, lefrakinu, redeem them, because you say you can redeem them and they can become chulin. Obviously, no, even after redemption, the breads don't go out to be chulin. So Taisa explained that the bread is sanctified regarding that, just that the monies that you try doing pidyon with them become sanctified, but not that the breads become, so to speak, deconsecrated by doing that. So next says Masla begins with the Gemara Kol Oimed Lazar Kizardami. When something is ready to be sprayed, it's like as if we're sprayed with it. Just explains when do we say this concept? Because the Gemara was saying that we could even say that Lacha is like Rav Shimon Lazar, like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon that holds that the bread is sanctified only when Dushchit and Zrika, but since it was received in the cup and it was ready to be sprayed, it's like it was sprayed. Then it says, but then we're going to say Zarek Dami Shalay Lishma. If the bread, if the blood was sprayed not for its namesake, but name anamik is argdami, you should say, since it was received in the cup, it was ready to be sprayed. So even though you ultimately did a shalei lishma, but it was like kizarg dami, and therefore v'amai kamer rabbi lazar b'shimon day in the kaddish. In the Brisa explicitly says that it's not going to be sanctified. Why isn't it sanctified? The bread should be sanctified because it was ready to be sprayed. So that's the same thing you could say is no. Kivin sh'akrim mil lishma, since you uprooted from its namesake, garam in the shpechadam. It's worse off then if the blood spilled out. Why? Because with glowing milk is lava kizarg, b'shas kabbalah. It's like almost retroactively revealed that it was not like it was sprayed when it was received, because we see that you did it in the wrong way. So it's not like a neutral thing, like it just wasn't done. It's actually an anti. It's a negative. Then says, "Today's because it's difficult." The Pekah Menachos when the Salchem, the Gemara Menachos of Kav Beizim and Alf Omar. The Gemara says, "Pickle Bazrika." If someone did had a machshava of chutzas mani when they're spraying the blood of the carbon, but Thomas Eichel Reb Shimon, the meat will have Thomas Eichel according to Reb Shimon. Why? Even though when you did it, you had a machshavas pickle. From the color, I mean, lazar kizarg dami, whatever's ready to be sprayed, it's like it was sprayed. So therefore, before it's sprayed, it's like it was sprayed. And therefore, the meat was prepared. It has halacha like a food item. And therefore, it's going to have tumas eichel. So you see that even though ultimately you uprooted it, like Taisa said, through having a machshava pickle, you don't say glow milsa that it was not oimel lazarik. And so Taisa v'deichel echalik ben pickle shalashma, it would be a difficulty to divide between pickle and shalashma, that both are machshavas that are invalidating. So what you could say is, it depends. The legambi gufe de zevach, regarding the actual carbon itself, yeah, chashav gizark is going to be considered as it was sprayed. I think of the pickle bezrika, even though you had a machshav pickle by the spray. Because of I'm lezark gizark dani. I think of the devar ha-miskachim imazach, regarding things that become sanctified with the carbon, could be in lechem, like bread, which we're talking about in our Gemara, lechashav gizark, for that one, that can be considered as sprayed. Kishanasa zrika shalei behechshav. If the zrika is done in an invalidating way, not just not done, but in the invalidating shalei lishma or pickle, then yes, it's worse off than the carbon itself. So to explain, if you spray blood, shalei lishma, the bread becomes invalidated, and we don't say that it was already sanctified because it was royal lazarik. We don't say that, because when you do it shalei lishma or pigul, you're actually uprooting it, you're retroactively revealing. However, that's only regarding things that come with the carbon. But the carbon itself, even if you end up doing it inappropriately, we still say, based on the kalam lazarik kazarik, like the Gemara Menachos, that it was became a dvar meichel. The next says that begins with Gemara Ksheiros Hayu, that they were kosher, which explains. What they do with these chalas? Because the Gemara essentially is bringing a third interpretation regarding these two chalas that were there. It says it was actually Ksheiros, and as long as it was there, they would eat chametz. One was taken away, they would be telen, and then when the second was taken away, they would burn. So Tzayis when Tami begin to say, so according to this interpretation, that they're actually kosher. So why were they remaining there till it becomes forbidden? Why would you go ahead and not eat it before? So the situation what you can say is like this. The Hainu, that this is actually like the Amal El, like the Gemara previously said in the Yanavam and Beis. That Truma kol chamesh. Truma is eaten for the whole fifth hour. Balach mitayda ketruma. And the bread is a tayda like a truma. Oh, so therefore, by they would take the they would take the fourth one. In the fourth hour, they had both there. In the fifth hour, they would take the first one, and they would eat it at in the fifth hour. Then they would take the second one at the end of the fifth hour, and that's when they would eat it right before it had to be burnt. So it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that these ksheiros that they would take them when they could still be eaten. And therefore, it's not a difficulty. They didn't wait till Shas. So this is essentially like a Leel. They held the Truma is eaten for the whole fifth hour. Therefore, they would take one challah in the beginning of the fifth hour and the second one at the end of the fifth hour, and then that would be oh, that must be that it's the end of the fifth hour, which means it's getting ready for the sixth hour, and therefore you have to go ahead and burn things, and therefore it was all done halachically, and you didn't leave it over for Shas Issa.